setting the bar story is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do, or at least something that we hope doesn't happen to you.
All right, so traveling, very stressful, for sure.
It can be fun.
I mean, it can be, but if you're at an airport, you're trying to like catch a flight, all that stuff.
Stressful.
So, if you can manage to make it through the day without freaking out over a phone charger, then you're doing okay. Or is the setting the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without grabbing a charger you didn't buy, then you're doing okay.
Oh, so somebody basically stole somebody's charger?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Okay.
There's a video of a couple passengers on a flight arguing about a stolen charger.
Excuse me, did you take my charger?
Yeah, why
would you take my charger?
Because we got off the flight.
Yeah, but my charge, that's my charger. Why would you take it?
You're going to get it back. Give me one
second. Why would you take it, though, without permission?
Give me one second.
Yeah, but don't steal things.
Is it stealing?
Yes, that is stealing. Absolutely.
Is it stealing?
Absolutely. Yes, it's stealing. You're giving it back because I caught you and everybody else saw you. That's why. Everybody else said you took it. What, you can't afford a charger?
Yeah, so this guy kind of freaking out a little bit.
Okay, yes, she's the problem, though. Like, yes, he left it behind. But she knowingly took it, and other people are saying, yeah, that wasn't your charger, you took it, so it's her fault.
The backstory also, that her side, Vanessa, that's her name, she says he's a nut, wants 15 minutes of fame, the charger wasn't plugged in, and they were all...
was it hers? Did she buy it?
And they were all told to leave the plane... disembark the plane for a little bit and take everything with them. She found it on the ground.
Oh, finders keepers then.
She was using the finders keepers.
Sorry, honey.
And so she says she even tried to give it to a flight attendant, but they wouldn't take it. And yes, she did end up giving it back to him.
Okay, but yeah, she should have like not fought him on that once she found out, oh, this belongs to you. All right, here you go. But the fact that she's just like, hang on a minute, hang on, you know, it's just like, this wasn't yours. It was never yours.
She was saying hang on because they were all getting back on the plane, and she had like her luggage that she was doing. So I'm not taking her side, I'm not taking his.
I blame her.
But, okay. So, like I said.
He had witnesses to back him up.
Is the setting the bar?
Her.
If you can manage to make it through the day without grabbing a charger that you didn't buy?
Yes.
All right. Then you're doing okay.
Yes.
There it is.
And sorry, I mean, he just simply left it behind. That happens all the time, but that doesn't make it like up for grabs.
Like I said, it's stressful traveling.
Yes.
So sometimes...
And what she should have done is, oh, hey, you left your charger. Here it is. That's what she should have done.
Or once she found out, because she didn't know whose it was.
Right.
When she was leaving the plane the first time.
So when he said, hey, did you take my charger? She's like, oh, it belongs to you? Okay, well, I found it.
Yeah.
And I was going to try to find who it belonged to. Here you go.
Definitely could have been handled differently
on both ends.
That's for sure. All right, so there you go. That's your setting the bar story.